Because we survived December 21st.
因为我们活过了世界的末日。
Why are you laughing?
为什么大家会感到发笑呢？
Because it is ridiculous.
因为这本就是件可笑的事情。
As people know, what is the day for December 21st?
大家有没有谁是不是知道12月21号是一个什么样的日子？
Because since last year, there is a saying around the internet, with some tabloids, magazines saying the doomsday is coming.
自从去年开始，在很多网络上或者期刊上就有说到世界的末日即将要来到。
Because according to Mayan's calendar, December 21st of 2012 is the end of their calendar, their counting.
那因为根据玛雅文化里面的日历， 到了12月21号就是他们日历记载日子的最后一天。
So people are saying that could be doomsday.
所以大家有人说那是世界的末日。
But thank God no government takes this seriously.
但是感谢神没有任何的政府机关把这个事情当作很严肃的事情。
Then we will be in trouble.
如果他们把这个当作很严肃的事情的话， 那我们就会有很大的麻烦。
I hope none of you took this seriously either.
那我想我们在座的也没有谁把这个事情当作是一个真实的事情。
Because there is no credibility regarding to this Mayan calendar.
因为我们知道这个玛雅文化里面的这个日历没有任何的可信度。
There is nothing ever recorded according to Mayan calendar that has been fulfilled in our human history in the past.
因为其实玛雅文化中它日历中所记载的很多事情在历史上却都没有成就过。
So there is, it is ridiculous for us to hear saying, you know, people start to congratulate each other that finally we live by December 22nd.
所以对我们来说是很可笑的事情，如果我们去恭喜人家活过了这个世界的末日。
So the thing is, what we hear or what we heard is credible.
所以我们听到的这话是不是我们发现是没有可信度的。
However, there is one source. Somehow, its prediction, people start to take seriously.
但是我们知道有那么一个来源，那个来源里面的所有的一些预言，大家都非常的严肃的对待。
There is a book called the Holy Scripture.
有一本书叫做圣经。
Its Old Testament was filled with prophetic words.
在它的旧约当中有很多一些预言性的预言。
Many prophets had told people the things that God intend to do to their audience.
那在旧约当中有很多的先知，他们教导他们的听众很多神所要行的奇迹。
It turns out whether people want to believe, obey, or understand or not, things will be fulfilled.
我们看到不论听众人是相信或者不相信，明白或者是不明白，神所预言的一定必定会发生。
To a point, people start to take those words very seriously.
所以到了一个地步，大家对这些所有的这些预言都非常的有严肃的看待。
However, there is dangers about the prophecy in the Bible.
但是我们也知道，在圣经当中的一些预言其实有很多很危险的地方。
Because there are many false prophets will use the scripture to manipulate people.
我们要很小心的，就是我们发现有很多一些假先知，他利用圣经上的一些文字来做一些操纵人的思想的话语。
For the last couple hundred years, there are false prophets.
在过去的200年当中，我们看到有很多的假先知。
They were telling people when is the doomsday.
他们经常告诉人们什么是世界，什么时候是世界的末日。
Luckily, for those of us. Or for those people who do read Bible, we should be very happy about those days.
但是对我们真正的读圣经的我们弟兄姐妹来说，其实我们却很高兴那些日子。
Because whatever day they predict, we can assure one another the end of the world won't be that day.
因为我们可以很确定的是， 不论他们的预言是哪一天，我们可以很确定的知道那些天一定不是世界的末日。
Because Jesus said, no one will know the time, nor the day.
因为耶稣告诉我们，没有人能够知道那个时刻、那个日子。
There are several other prophecies in the Bible.
在圣经当中有一些预言。
It's very important to us as mankind.
对我们人类来说是非常重要的预言。
Let us read a few prophecies here.
那我们来读一些一些圣经当中的一些预言。
Due to the time, I'm going to read in English. I'm going to ask our dear Chinese-speaking brothers and sisters try to read on the projector here.
我们就讲员会用英文来读，然后说中文的弟兄姐妹在心中可以用中文来跟。
The first prophecy is from Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 23 to 24. I will place over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he will tend them. He will tend them and be their shepherd. I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David will be prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken. Again, right here,God said himself, saying, I'm going to give you one shepherd.
在这个地方神再次提到说我要立一牧人。
And this shepherd is from the line of David.
那这个牧人是从大卫而出。
And this line of David will be the king.
这也会做王。
Now the second prophecy, I cited is from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 to 7. Again, I will read in English only. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increasing of his government and peace there will be no end.He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Another prophecy is from Malachi Chapter 5, verse
2. 第三个预言性的经文是在弥迦书的第五章二到三节。
But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come from me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from the old, from ancient times.So we know, from time to time, God has already told the Israelites there will be a king.
所以我们知道，在很多的时候，神已经告诉了以色列人，他们将会有一位王。
And this king is very special.
那这位王是非常特殊的一位王。
Because he will reign forever.
因为他会统治直到永远。
And he was started from before the beginning of time.
而且他是从起初就存在。
Now, this is very strange. How could we have a king in human history? It will be born and he will have authority forever and ever.
这是非常奇怪的一件事情。在我们人类历史上能没有这样的一位王，他从起初就存在，而他的治理要到万代。
And not only that, he will come to this earth from a geographical and physical location on the earth.
不单如此，而且他也要来到这个世界上，到一个很特别的地点。
And this place happened to be Bethlehem.
那这个特殊的地点就是伯利恒。
And Bethlehem is the hometown of David.
那伯利恒是由是大卫的起始的地
家乡。
家乡。
And David was a shepherd there.
那大卫在那地方做牧羊人。
So let us read on a passage we're going to ponder upon today.
那我们继续来我们要读的经文。
Now I'm going to read in English first, and I'm going to ask Yihan to read in Chinese.
先用中文来读，然后叫Yihan弟兄用英文，先用英文来读，然后叫Yihan弟兄用中文来读。
The passage is recorded. From the book of Matthew chapter 2 from verse 1 to 13.
那经文记载在马太福音的第二章一到十三节。
Now this is a recording regarding to a king indeed is coming.
啊，那这个是讲的是王真的要来了。
Now you have to understand that God already told the Israelites that there will be a king coming.
啊，你必须要记住，神已经告诉以色列人，他们会有一位新生王。
So at this time, they have been waiting for this king for a few hundred years.
啊，那在那个时候，他们就等待他们的新生王等了几百年。
They have no idea whether this prophecy will be fulfilled or not.
啊，他们其实心里也不太确定这样的预言会不会真的发生。
Now the Israelites, nation of Judah and Israelites, they are actually being destroyed by other nations.
而且在那个时候以色列国或者犹太国他们已经被别的民族所灭。
They no longer have a nation.
他们已经没有自己的一个国。
They are under the ruling of Roman Empire.
他们受到罗马帝国的统治。
And Roman Empire, in order to govern those different regions properly and in a way to help them out to really control those people easily.
那罗马帝国想了办法呢派人去在犹太地来治理。
They will assign or elect someone to take care of that land as their king.
啊，他们就送犹罗马帝国就送了差派的人去在犹大地做王。
Those kings are not considered the emperor.
啊，那里的其实那里的王其实并不是真正的王。
Now the story comes to this time, the king Herod was the king of the in the land of Judah.
啊，那这里故事里面讲到这个希律王就是在犹大地的王。
I'm going to read this passage. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw this star in the east and have come to worship him."
当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒。有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷说那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里我们在东方看见他的心特来拜他
When the king Herod heard this he was disturbed and all Jerusalem with him and when he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law he asked them where the Christ wasTo be born.
希律王听见了就心里不安耶路撒冷合城的人也都不安他就召集了祭司长和民间的文士问他们说基督诞生在何处
In Bethlehem in Judea they reply For this is what the prophet has written But you Bethlehem in the land of JudahAre by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel.
他们回答说在犹太的伯利恒因为有先知记着说犹大地的伯利恒呢你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来牧养我以色列民。
Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had happened. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go, make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so I too may go and worship him.
当下希律暗暗地招了博士来，细问那星是什么时候出现的，就差他们去伯利恒去。说你们去仔细寻访那小孩子寻到了就来报信我也好去拜他
After they had heard the king they went on their way and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was when they saw the star they were overjoyed
他们听见王的话就去了在东方所看见的那星忽然在他们前头行直行到小孩子的地方就在上头停住了他们看见那星就大大的欢喜
On coming of the house they saw the child with his mother Mary and they bowed down and worshipped him Then they opened their treasure and presented him with gifts of gold, of incense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
进了房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，拿黄金、乳香、没药为礼物献给他。博士因为在梦中被主指示不要回去见希律，就从别的路回本地去了。
When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, he said, take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him.
他们去后，有主的使者向约瑟梦中显现说，起来，带着小孩子同他母亲逃往埃及，住在那里，等我吩咐你，因为希律必寻找小孩子，要除灭他。
And I'm going to read verse 16.
好，我们再继续来读16节。
When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity, who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi.
希律见自己被博士愚弄，就大大发怒，差人将伯利恒城并四境所有的男孩，照着他向博士仔细查问的时间，凡两岁以内的都杀尽了。
So today we need to ponder upon if we know there is a new king is coming, how will we react to it?
那我们今天我们要思索的是，如果我们知道有一个新圣王要诞生，我们会怎么样的回应？
The people at the time, they have no idea when Christ is coming.
在当时的人，他们并不确定地知道基督会什么时候降生。
However, all the Jewish descendants, as long as they believe the Holy Scripture, they know Christ will come for sure.
但是当时所有的犹太人，只要他们相信旧约的圣经的话，他们知道基督一定会来临。
We today, the Christians of our age,
我们当今的基督徒
，We know one day this King will come again.
我们确信我们的这位王以后还会再来。
How will we react to it?
那我们应该怎么样的来回应呢？
To understand what happened at that time, we need to try to understand some background of the story.
那我们想知道当时的情形的话，我们要来知道一下当时的一些背景知识。
As we know, King Herod was the king of that region of Judea.
我们知道希律王是在当时在犹太地的王。
He actually was a half Jew.
他有一半犹太人的血统。
And therefore he understood the traditions and all the literatures of Jew.
所以他能够明白犹太人他们的一些习惯，他们的风俗，也知道犹太人他们的圣经。
So he understood all the prophecies.
所以他知道那里当时所有的那些预言。
He was also a king who spent a lot of effort and money to make their second holy temple great and splendor.
他也是那位王花了很多的时间，很多的财力来重建了那个圣殿。
Because he understands in order to control the people, he must control the religion.
因为他知道，他清楚地知道，如果要能控制那里的人的话，必须要控制他们的宗教信仰。
He made the second temple really great and glorious.
他们让第二个的圣殿看得非常的辉煌。
So people were pleased by his work.
所以当时的人对他所做的一切非常的满意。
And yet, he is a very vicious and he was a tyrant.
但是他也是一个残忍的暴君。
He felt very insecure about his own throne.
他对自己的统治完全没有安全感。
Due to his own insecurity, according historian, he killed his own wife.
因为他缺乏安全感，根据当时的历史学家的记载，他甚至于杀掉了他自己的妻子。
At least he killed two of his sons.
他也至少杀了他的两个儿子。
And therefore, at this time, when he heard someone coming say,A king of the Jews has been born, he was worried.
所以可以想象，在那个时候，当他听到犹太人的王诞生的时候，他心中充满了紧张和恐惧。
He was greatly disturbed.
他心非常的担忧。
Now we have to understand, then who are those magi?
那我们还要来看看，那些东方的博士是什么人呢？
They are, as we know, according to the scripture, they are from the east of Jerusalem.
我们根据圣经的记载，我们知道他们是从耶路撒冷以东的地方而来。
So we know they are Gentiles.
所以他们知道，我们知道他们是外邦人。
The funny thing is when they arrived, Jerusalem, when they talked to the king,
很有意思的是，当他们到了耶路撒冷，他们对希律王说，
They did not say a king is born.
他们并没有说有王被诞生。
They say the king of Jews is born.
他们不是简单的说王，而是说犹太人的王。
And how would Gentile care about Jews?
这很奇妙的，就是为什么外邦人会关心犹太人呢？
How would someone travel months, just to seek for this king?
为什么会有一个外邦人花，有这些外邦人花这么长几个月的时间的旅行，来要来看犹太人的王？
It is very possible they are from Persia or the land of, Babylon.
很有可能他们是从波斯或者说从巴比伦而来。
They were influenced by the previous prophet in the land of Babylon.
他们很有可能受到以前在巴比伦那个地方的一些先知，犹太人的先知的影响。
And one of a great Jewish, prophet, his name is Daniel.
那其中一个很大的犹太人的先知就是但以理。
And Daniel has made several prophecies regarding to the land of Babylon, then later on Persia.
我们知道在当时但以理做了很多关于巴比伦的预言，随后也做了一些关于波斯的预言。
And therefore, in their culture, they must have some understanding about Jewish prophecy.
所以我想根据他们的文化，他们可能对犹太人的律法，犹太人的预言可能有所了解。
And therefore, when they were influenced, and now they have seen something very strange happening in the sky.
所以他们受到了这样的影响，当他们看到天上有这么奇怪的星象的时候。
And somehow God speak to a language that they can understand.
所以神用他们明白的语言对他们说话。
They are basically astrologists.
他们其实是一些星象家。
And they watch for the stars, in the sky.
他们观察天上的星象的变化。
And now they have seen something they have never seen before.
他们看到了他们一生当中以前从来没有看到的景象。
And they start to remember some of very limited information regarding to the Jewish prophecy.
所以他们想到了他们其实以前所听到的一些关于犹太人的预言。
And therefore they start to seek for this king.
所以他们开始去寻找这位王。
And when they told what they know to the King Herod,
当他们跟听到希律王对他们所说的话。
Now from this scripture, we find out there are several different people. They all have different reaction to this news.
我们看到他们当时他们跟希律王说了以后，这不同的人都有不同的反应。
From verse 3 to verse 4,
从第三节到第四节
we saw that King Herod heard it, he was greatly disturbed.
我们看到希律王他听见了就心里不安。
Then later on, as we know, he plotted to kill this child.
我们也知道后来他要想用计来灭了这个婴孩。
The funny thing is that people in the town of Jerusalem, they all got disturbed as well.
那很奇怪的是，我们看到耶路撒冷合成的人也都心里不安。
And then King Herod asked the chief priests and the teachers of the law regarding to the scripture prophecy.
那我们看到希律王也召集了祭司长和民间的文士，向他们询问关于这个预言的事情。
And they told the King Herod the information.
他们就告诉了希律王一些信息。
So let us look at each of those people.
好，那我们看看他们这几个不同的人的反应。
King Herod got nervous because this news indicating his throne is in danger.
啊，我们知道叙利王他感到内心的不安，因为他知道这样的一个新生的王会影响到他的统治的权威。
He was threatened.
他是感受到了威胁。
Even though he understand the prophecy.
尽管他其实清楚地明白这样的预言。
So he would like to use his own effort somehow to resist the fulfillment of God.
所以他想用自己的能力来阻挡神。
Actually, we too.
啊，其实很多时候我们也做同样的事情。
When we heard God's command,
我们听到神的诫命的时候。
When we heard about God's plan for us,
当我们听到神在我们内心中的计划的时候。
When we heard that God wished to be king in our heart,
当我们知道神要在我们的心中做王的时候。
We are threatened.
我们感受到了威胁。
We say, we want to resist from this happening. Please don't bother me.
啊，我们想要抵挡这样的事情的发生，我们会说，不要来打搅我。
I'm still the captain of my ship.
我是我自己这艘船的船长。
I'm enthroned in my life.
啊，我成为我自己生命当中的王。
If any news regarding that you are going to take over,My authority, I'm going to resist.
如果有这样的任何的信息说你要取代我的权威的话，我就会抵制这样的事情发生。
I'm going to use all of my way.
我会用尽全力，用各样的方法
to kick you out.
来把你阻挡在外面。
So many times, we heard something from the pulpit or reading the scripture, knowing exactly something we shouldn't do.
很多时候我们不论是在读经的当中或在听讲道的时候，我们知道有些事情是我们不能干的。
We know exactly what we should follow.
我们也清楚地知道我们有些什么事情是要照着做的。
And we find a way try to ignore.
但是很多时候我们想尽办法来回避它。
We will not read the scripture, we will not go to church.
我们或者是不读经，或者是我们不参加教会的聚会。
Or we say whatever you say, you got problem, and I try to shut you down.
啊，或者说你所说的一切是你的问题，跟我没有关系。
The thing is, no matter what King Herod does,
啊，我想不论希律王做什么样的事情
，Will he reverse God's plan?
但是他可以改变神的计划吗
？No matter what, whether we want to believe Jesus is coming back again or not.
不论我们是否相信耶稣基督还会再来
Jesus won't change his mind because we don't believe he's coming.
但是耶稣基督他不会改变他的心意。
Now the second type of people are the people in Jerusalem.
那第二类的人就是在耶路撒冷的合成的人。
The funny thing is, they were under the regime of Roman Empire.
很奇怪的是他们其实受到罗马帝国的统治。
And they are under the ruling of this tyrant, this vicious King Herod.
他们也受到希律王这个暴君的统治。
And yet, when they heard their long-waiting prophecy, the fulfillment of their long-waiting prophecy, a king will be born.
但是当他们听到他们长期等待的那位新生王将要来到的时候
they feel quite uneasy.
他们内心也感到了不安。
They feel disturbed.
他们也感到很焦虑。
How it reflects all of us.
这跟我们何其的像，和我们的本相何其的像。
Because the message of the Bible.
因为圣经所给我们的所有的信息教训。
It's always very disturbing.
因为都是非常的让我们内心会感到不安。
It always asks us to change our life.
因为圣经的教训都要我们改变我们的生命生活。
Your job may be changed.
你的工作可能会改变。
Your school may be changed.
你的学业可能会改变。
Maybe your location may be changed.
或者你的生活的地点会改变。
Maybe the way you want to understand God's will be changed.
也许你要明白神的旨意的方式要改变。
Now you are telling me God is real and he will be coming here?
你告诉我说神是真实的，神要来到这里。
No, I can understand God is good, but please keep a distance.
我知道神是美善的，但是我要和神之间保持一个距离。
Now you are really coming, you stirred up my life.
如果神真的来到我的生命当中，他会影响我的生命。
Do you mean now I need to spend one day of the week, I need to worship you?
啊，是不是说我每个星期我要花一天的时间来敬拜赞美你呢？
Doesn't mean one day of a week I need to take a rest and ponder upon your words?
啊，是不是每一个星期得有一天我要能够有安息，能够来思想你的话语呢？
Doesn't mean I need to forgive whoever offended me?
啊，是不是我要意味着我要来原谅那些得罪过我的弟兄姐妹呢？
Doesn't mean I need to give charities to others?
啊，也是不是意味着我要有这样的奉献给需要的人呢？
Doesn't mean I need to say I'm sorry to many, many people I offended?
是不是也意味着我需要对那些我得罪的人说对不起？
The coming of the Lord is disturbing.
我想神的到来会让我们内心不安。
It changed their status quo.
因为它会改变我们日常的生活。
So they feel very unease.
所以我们心里感到不平。
And yet they didn't know.The king is prince of prince.
啊，但是他们也许不知道，其实新生的王也是和平的君。
Because people look at their current situation.
因为当他们看他们自己当时的状况的时候
，They didn't know God is giving something better to change their life.
他们不知道神给他们赐下更美好的来改变他们的生活。
We want to hold on what we are used to.
啊，我们很多时候我们喜欢。固守我们所拥有的一切。
We didn't know God is giving something better.
我们不知道神其实给我们更美好的。
For those people who are, you are, if you're over 30 or 40, I'm going to share something with you and you understand.
对在座的已经超过30岁或者40岁的人，我想给大家分享一些。
Do you know people indulge themselves in depression sometimes?
你知不知道有人可能会陷入到忧郁之中呢？
And perhaps they were dumped by their loved one, they're divorced, they were dumped by their girlfriend, boyfriend, and they were fall into a deep sorrow.
啊，他们也许失去了自己的配偶，或者因为离婚的原因，或者是他们已经失去了他们的男女朋友，他们陷入到痛苦当中。
And how strange is that humans sometimes enjoy.That type of suffering.
但是很奇妙的是，有时候人他们却很愿意陷入那种困境当中。
Because we feel we are victim, we should be pitied by others. We should have grace by others.
因为那个时候，他会感到说我是受害者，我需要大家的怜悯。
We kind of want to resist God that when God is going to give us something better, give something more meaningful, and sometimes we say.Leave me alone.
但是很多时候我们真的是很喜欢抵挡神，尽管神要给我们更美好的、更有意义的，但是我们会对神说：“不要打搅我。”
Same thing to our jobs.
同样的，在我们的工作中也是同样的。
Many people, we all suffer sometimes, one time or other, suffer from job situation.
也许我们在我们的工作当中，我们也有遇到各种各样的问题、困难。
And we do see people, including ourselves and myself, we complain about job 7 days a week.
很多时候我们都会，包括我自己，也会来抱怨我们的工作，一周七天的抱怨我们的工作。
Wow, and sometimes we actually enjoyed it.
但是很多时候我们也很喜欢我们的工作。
And yet when God says, I'm going to give you something better, we say, please, I want to maintain my status quo.
但是也许当神告诉你说我会给你一个更好的时候，你会说我不想改变。
There is another type of people.
还有另外一种人。
They are the chief priests and teachers of the law.
也就是那个时候的祭司长和民间的一些文士。
It's even more odd. They were asked by the King Herod.
非常奇怪的是，希律王来向他们询问。
And they just provide the information. Yes, the king will be born in Bethlehem. Yes, sir.
他们只是把这样的知识说犹太王要在伯利恒诞生这样的知识告诉了希律王。
They should know this is the will of God.
他们应该要明白这是神的旨意。
A new ruler will be born.
一个新的统治王要诞生。
Will give them a new hope.
就会给他们新的希望。
And when this...Herod asked them about where this king will be born. They answered it without any reservation.
当这位暴君向他们询问这位新生王在什么地方诞生的时候，他们直截了当地回答了。
They know this king might do something evil.
啊，他尽管他们知道希律王可能会做很邪恶的事情。
And those are the people who understand the scripture.
啊，这些文士和祭司长，他们完全的了解明白圣经。
How frightening is that?
这是多么可怕的一件事情。
We sometimes read the scripture.
很多时候我们也来读经。
We create a lot of head knowledge right here.
我们在我们的头脑里积累了很多的知识。
And we feel we have some prestige because I understand more knowledge about God's word.
啊，有的时候我们觉得我们有很高的地位，因为我们知道很多关于神的知识。
And yet we are very insensitive to our surrounding.
但是我们对于我们周遭所发生的一切却非常的迟钝。
I can quote the scripture saying I should love my neighbor.
啊，也许我会在圣经说，借用圣经说我要爱你的邻舍。
And then my classmate or my coworker or my truly neighbors were suffering, and we tend to ignore this happening.
啊，但是很多时候，也许你的同学、你的邻舍、你的同事受到各样的影响的时候，我们却置之不理。
Because the knowledge does not transfer into their heart.
啊，因为这样的知识没有能够转变成为他们生命中的行动。
And to them, they are just Google computer.
啊，对他们来说，他们好像就是一个 Google 的电脑一样。
You want information, I provide.
如果你需要知识信息，我可以提供给你。
They have no idea, and they ignore what's truly happening to them.
啊，他们完全不了解，也完全不顾当时所要发生的事情。
Such a warning to all of us who read Bible.
啊，这是对我们所有我们读经的弟兄姐妹的一个警告。
Even though we read a lot of Bible,
这是对我们的一个提醒。尽管我们读很多的经文
，we may not live out a Christian life.
我们没有办法在我们生命当中活出来。
Instead, we become the help for the evil one.
啊，很多时候我们甚至会成为邪恶的帮助者。
Now there are another type of people.
啊，还有另外一种人。
They are magi from the east.
啊，就是那些东方来的博士。
Now they study stars in the sky.
他们研究星象。
And they are seeking their newborn king with a limited information they have.
他们并没有太多知识，但是他们却苦苦地去寻求新生的王。
And God will speak to them and did speak to them through the language they can understand.
但是我们看到神却向他们对他们说话，用他们所明白的语言对他们说话。
Then they changed their life.
然后他们就改变了他们的生命。
They left their hometown.
他们离开了他们的自己的家乡。
They move away from their job.
他们离开了他们的工作。
They want to follow the will of God.
他们要寻找追寻神的指示。
With very limited information they have.
啊，他们其实只有很少的一点知识。
On their way, they made a mistake.
啊，但他们在寻找新圣王的路上，他们其实犯了错。
Because the star is supposed to lead them to Bethlehem.
啊，我们看到这个星星应该是把他们带到伯利恒。
And however,Bethlehem is five to six miles away from the city of Jerusalem.
啊，但是因为伯利恒其实离耶路撒冷只有5到6里的距离。
So when they approach to that vicinity,
啊，当他们到了那个附近的地区的时候
，they say the newborn king must be born in a place where the government and religious people are all gathered together. They must be the center of all.
啊，他们想着说，新圣王一定会诞生在当时的政治或者是他们宗教的一个中心地城市。
So they evaluate the situation according to their old world point of view.
啊，所以他们看着他们自己老的观念来做进行了一个思索。
And therefore they approach King Herod.
所以他们去见到了希律王，去寻找希律。
Thinking if you are a Jew, at least half of Jew, you must also be happy with this news.
啊，他们心中想说，如果你是犹太人的王，或者你是有一半的犹太人的血统，你必然会很欢喜的看见犹大的新圣王要诞生。
They made a mistake.
他们犯了这样的一个错。
But as long as they have heart, God continue to lead them.
但是只要他们有心寻求的话，神就会带领他们。
When they got out of palace, they once again they saw the star and they followed the star.
当他们离开希律王的宫殿的时候，他们看到了天上的星星，然后他们就跟随星星的带领。
This is the way God speaks to us.
这是神要跟我们说的。
When we have a heart to follow God's will,
当我们有心要来寻求神的旨意的时候，
God says, "Are you willing to make a change of your life?"
你有没有心要来改变你的生命？
Are you ready to move out of your current circumstance?
你是不是准备好了要改变你的现今的状况？
You have a different mindset.
你是不是有完全不一样的思想头脑？
Then I'm going to lead you.
那我就会带领你。
And those magi, they are very sensitive with their surroundings.
我们看到那些东方的博士，他们对他们周围所发生的事情非常的敏锐。
And because they now understand God is going to speak to them through the thing they can understand.
因为他们清楚地知道，神会要用他们能够明白的语言对他们说话。
And God is going to speak to us through our surroundings as well.
我们看到神也会借着我们周围的环境来对我们说话。
He wants to speak to you. Please know I'm with you.
神要对你说话的时候，他会告诉你说他会跟你同在。
This newborn king is going to be in your life.
这个新生的王会出现在你的生命当中。
And it's going to be your king.
会成为你的王。
Are you willing to follow?
你有没有这样的意愿去跟随他？
Are you willing to make a change?
你是不是愿意改变你的生命？
Yes, we all fall.
是的，我们都会有会挫折的时候。
And we made a mistake.
我们都会有犯错的时候。
I made a lot of mistakes. I evaluated with worldly point of view, just like Magi.
我也犯了很多的错误。我用世俗的观点来思索解决我们的生命中的问题。
But God is gracious.
但是神是恩典的神。
As long as you have heart,
只要你有这样的心智
，the star will come back again.
这个星星会再回来。
And you will see the star of your life.
你会看到你生命当中的那颗星。
So clear with high definition.
是非常的清晰，高清晰度的真清晰。
You know, sometimes I wonder how in the world will be a star, how low the star will be so they can follow and to the location of Bethlehem.
很多时候我感到很吃惊，那颗星星到底会有多低才能够带着我去耶路撒冷呢？
And this star must be displayed for the whole world to see.
那我想这个星星应该是让全世界都可以看到的一个星星。
And yet only Magi, they are sensitive.
但是只有那几个东方的博士，他们对这个保持了敏锐的心。
You know, God is going to show the star to the whole world.
神要把这颗星星让我们全世界的人都能看见。
But only those people who follow him have a heart.To seek his will see the star.
但是只有那种内心中有这样的意愿要跟随神的人才能看见这颗星星。
How funny the teachers of the law and high priests, when they heard about star.
多么奇妙的是，在当时的那些祭司长或者民间的文士，当他们听到这颗星星的时候，
they won't step out of their roof or their house and just lift their head. They can see the star.
他们甚至于不愿意踏出一步，抬起头来去寻找这颗星星。
King Herod can just go out to look at the window. He can see the star.
那希律王他也可以通过他的窗户，也可以看到这颗星星。
And yet we are so insensitive, and we want to kick God's message out of our life.
但是很多时候我们却如此的迟钝，我们很想把神的话语跟我们的生命能够隔离开。
And Magi see the star.
但是东方的博士他们看见了这颗星星。
May we be trained to be sensitive how God is speaking to us right now.
让我们也学习怎么样对神的话语、神的旨意有敏感的心。
Maybe just tonight when we step out of the church building, may we see the star of your life.
也许当我们今天离开教会的时候，愿我们也能看到我们自己生命当中的那颗星星。
And finally, because they followed the star, they actually saw baby Jesus.
也因为他们顺从星星的带领，他们最后见到了新生王小耶稣。
Do you want to see Jesus?
你是不是也愿意看到我们主耶稣呢？
Magi was able to see Jesus, perhaps even touch Jesus.
我们看到这些东方的博士，他们有机会见到 耶稣他也说甚至于可能还能够碰触到了耶稣。
Do you want to be touched and see the Prince of Peace of mankind in your life?
你是不是也愿意看到在你生命当中的和平的君？
Be sensitive with God's message.
我们要对神的话语有这颗敏感敏锐的心。
Willing to make a change.
我们要愿意来改变我们的生命。
And God is going to elevate you and you will be able to communicate with him in a personal level.
那神要改变你，要提升你，你可以和神有个人的交通。
And Magi at the end, God spoke to them in a dream.
啊，那最后神也对，在借着梦对东方的博士说，
Say, go back to another route. Don't go back to Jerusalem.
说你们从另外的路回去，不要再经过耶路撒冷。
Do we see the growth of Magi?
我们是不是看到东方博士他们生命的成长的过程？
Magi in the beginning just have some message, some information, some knowledge about the coming of the king.
他们最开始的时候，他们只是有一些的知识，有一些的信息关于犹太的新生王。
And they have an interest. They start to seek for this king.
但是他们有这样的兴趣，他们要去 寻求这位新生王。
And they pay a price to buy the gifts for this king.
他们花了这样的财物要去买礼物献给新生王。
And they were able to follow this star.
他们也能够顺服这个星星的带领。
And now they are able to touch and see the newborn king.
所以他们可以能够见到甚至用手碰触到新生王。
And God is going to speak to them in their dream.
然后神也在梦境中对他们说话。
Wow, do you want to be like that?
真是很奇妙，你们是不是要愿意 经历同样的呢？
The God of the universe is able to communicate with you.
神是永恒的神，是全世界的神。
In a personal level.
在我们个人的类程度
In your personal development, you know where to go.
在你个人的层面，你也可以知道你可以跟谁去寻求旨意。
What is the next step?
你会向他寻求你的下一步会是什么样，该怎么走。
I wish all of us can become like Magi.
我希望我们在座弟兄姐妹都能够像东方的博士一样。
Another thing, I was really encouraged by this passage.
还有一件让我感到非常受到鼓舞的是
The term Magi is not a singular, it's plural.
那这里的博士这个词它不是单数，而是一个复数形式。
It means when we walk on this road, we need companion.
它也告诉我们说，当我们在这条属灵道路上行走的时候，我们需要有同伴。
Because many times we may misinterpret the stars.
我想我们很多时候我们可能能够没有办法完全能够了解这个星星的带领。
Maybe we went to the wrong city, perhaps city of Jerusalem.
有些时候我们可能也会去了一个错误的地方，就像他们去到了耶路撒冷一样。
And however, when we are together,
但是当我们在一起的时候，
we can encourage one another. See, that's your star. Hey, that's my star. Let's do it together. Let's follow.
我们有互相的鼓励，我们会说，这是你的星星，这是我的星星，让我们一起来做。
Perhaps we as a church, one day we truly can feel and touch the presence of the Lord right here, speaking to us so clearly.
所以我们教会，我们作为一个集体，我们可以在某一天，我们可以能够来看到我们的神，能够来 touch, 能够来接触到我们的神。
And the purpose and the meaning of a life can be fulfilled.
那我们生命的意义就能够得到实现。
I like those Magi.
我真是非常的喜欢这些东方的博士。
They are Gentiles.
他们是外邦人。
To them, the king of the Jews may not bring any benefit to them.
对他们来说，也许犹太人的王对他们没有任何的好处。
The only thing they are seeking, because this is divine, this is from heaven, that prompt them want to follow.
他们唯一的原因，他们要来寻找，因为他们知道这是圣洁的，这是属天的。
Today we seek the Lord, it's not because He will bless us earthly.
我想，我们今天我们寻找神，来寻求神，追寻神，并不是因为神会给我们在属世的上面有很多的祝福。
Sometimes I want to say to the church, we praise the Lord, even we don't have salvation.
啊，很多时候我甚至想对我们的教会说，我们真的一直要感谢赞美的神，即使我们没有救恩的话，我们也要赞美他。
Because he is worthy.
因为他配的一切的赞美。
Even we don't have blessing from him.
即使我们没有能够从他里得到任何的祝福。
We deserve to die.
因为我们是会要，我们的注定会要死亡。
Of course, God gave us extraordinary bonus, unimaginable bonus that we can have eternal life as long as we accept sin.
但是我们知道，我们神给了我们这样很大的这样的好处，让我们一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
But regardless,
但是不论
怎么样，He is the King, and we should bow down to Him.
他是王，我们要在他面前俯伏敬拜。
I want to be like Magi. One day I can prostrate on the floor to my king.
啊，我真的很想像这些东方的博士一样，我一天可以，有一天可以在我的王面前来俯伏在他的面前。
To my creator.
啊，在我的创物造物主之前来俯伏的敬拜。
May we as Magi to get walking on this journey together.
愿我们都是像东方的博士一样，我们一起来走属灵的道路。
Make a change.
我们改变我们的生活
financially
不论是在我们的财务方面
physically
或在我们的身体方面
your job
或者
your family
或者我们的家庭
most important of all is your heart condition
啊，更重要的是我们心里的状况
may we bow our head and pray
让我们低头我们一起祷告
and Lord we come to you and we want to seek for your face
主我们来到你的面前，我们要寻求你的面。
Because you are the divine one.
因为你是那圣洁的，你是属天的。
You want to come and be our king.
你要来到这世上，成为我们的王。
And Lord, we ask, may you be our king.
主，我们求你来到我们的心中，成为我们的王。
And take away all of our resistance.
把我们一切的抵挡都通通的挪去
No more status quo
不再是局限于我们现在保持我们现在的状况
Only the leading of your will
我们要的这是主你的旨意
In Jesus' name we pray
我们奉主的名祷告
Amen,
Amen.